Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And we have Liam Mackin here from DePaul. He's an undergrad here at DePaul, and he has been published in Crook and Folly magazine. For our listeners that are just joining us, today is the first episode of our two-part series on publishing. And we just spoke with Alyssa and Eric of Crook and Folly magazine about the process of publishing through Crook and Folly and what Crook and Folly, DePaul Arts and Literature magazine, does here at DePaul. Hey, Liam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about just yourself as a writer and your major here at DePaul? How long have you been here and whatnot?
Sure. So I'm a senior. This is actually my last quarter. So might be my last chance to be on Radio DePaul. And I'm a creative writing concentration with my English major. And so that essentially means that I just take a lot of creative writing workshops here at DePaul. It's a lot of fun. And it can be a little bit more difficult than it sounds. You know, people say like, oh, you're just taking all these, you know, like you're just sitting down and writing fancy, meaningless stuff. But like, there's a little bit of work that goes into it.
Hey, yeah, all writing has meaning.
So. Oh, yeah. Before we jump into an interview with Liam and hear about the work that he's published through Crook and Folly, Ryan is going to reintroduce our word of the day. And this episode, our GA Robert has provided us with the word of the day. So Ryan is participating.
Okay, so I know just as much as you guys, Skrull Nation. Our word of the day, as a reminder, it's a noun. It is amelioration. What was the first hint that was?
The first hint is it does what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So
which?
So I'm in luck here because that's my only strategy for word of the day. Is to find what it sounds like and guess. Amelioration.
I don't have a strategy for word of the day because I'm on the other end of it typically.
So we surprised Ryan today.
So I just, you know, I'm typically, I get to pretend like I know it all, and now I just simply don't. So Robert has provided me with clues. The first clue is that it could be endless.
Oh. Amelioration. It could be endless, and it does what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So what it sounds like is a big part of
like
what it
that
means.
Clue better. Oh man. All right.
We're gonna keep it later. Yeah, we're gonna keep that
Let
in
it
mind.
Sizzle in your brains.
If you want to text your guests into Radio DePaul, you can text it to 773-325-7341 and we will read your guests on air. We'd love to hear from you.
Cool.
So Liam, what work did you get published in Crook and Folly? When was it published and what inspired you to write? Sorry, that's a lot of questions.
I will
right
try
there.
To address that in the order that it was asked. So my poem, it's a poem, and it's about bananas, and it was published last year in Crook and Folly. So I submitted it sometime, I want to say in the winter or spring, and then by the end of spring quarter, I had a physical copy in my hand.
Okay, awesome. That's incredible.
Cool. Yeah. So, you know, it's a shorter, it's not that long, right? So, and we could, do you want to read it live? I mean,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah, I'm a pretty fast reader.
Cool.
Okay. Right. Don't rush, though. No. I want to get the full experience of this poem.
I will perform it to the best of my ability.
Great. Thank
sure.
you.
Great. So, this is called BOGO, or By Golly, He's Gone Bananas. I went shopping today at a Banana Republic. I bought 350,000 bananas from a Nicaraguan plantation for near half market price. The year is 1965, and I am the prodigal son of a United Fruit Company executive. After 6 years of squandering my trust fund on beer, broads, and Benzedrine, yeah, the whole shebang, I have returned to my family legacy, my destiny, bananas. Bananas, they say, are God's perfect food. No other such fruit can be held in such a perfect manner by the human hand. No other such nature-made packaging, pristine, smooth, and vibrant yellow. And don't get me started about the potassium. Now, let me be straight with you. The bananas we sell have been intensively, selectively bred for over 150 years and are tailor-made to the American consumer taste bud. But If you squint into your eyes into the big Caribbean sun on a real hot, real humid late afternoon, 2,550 miles from home, your father's yells inaudible, your sweetheart's suspicions inconfirmable, warm rum and seltzer rumbling in your belly, you may stick that sweet yellow deep down your open throat and taste God's creation. Ah, shoot. I guess I shouldn't have let that all slip.
Ah, thank you. That was a beautiful performance by Liam Mackin of his poem, Bogo, right?
Bogo? Yeah, Bogo, okay. Or By Golly, He's Gone Bananas. Or
By Golly, He's Gone Bananas. We are going to let that simmer, take a short break. Any interpretations of that poem, any thoughts, you can text into 773-325-7341. Thank you so much, Liam. That was beautiful. We're going to talk with Liam a little bit more about what inspired that work, his choices, and the publishing process at Crook and Folly when we come back. This is Scrawl Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection.